Well, according to recent polls, support for returning Orrin Hatch to the U.S. Senate is now 50-50. Does that mean a challenger might have a shot? Since the senator gets plenty of airtime on KCPW, he's been on the program as well as Midday Utah five times this year, we thought it only fair to be balanced and check in with some of the challengers. This morning, the Democrat challenger Pete Ashdown on the phone with me. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Blair. Happy to be here.
So you've been getting a lot of press for this wiki thing. Can you explain to our civilians out there, perhaps who don't understand how the Internet works, exactly what this is doing for your campaign?
Well, some view the acronym wiki, W-I-K-I, as what I know is. It's essentially an electronic blackboard in which I can hold discussions, put up my ideas for platform and policy, and other people can contribute and annotate those discussions.
Okay, is this a la Howard Dean?
Well, Howard Dean didn't take it to this extent. What I view what Howard Dean did was essentially set up an easy way for people to donate to his campaign on the Internet. He was generating so much press outside of the Internet that it was a good focal point for people to come to, but it wasn't because of the Internet that he was so successful.
So if people go to that site, what is that site, Pete?
My website is at Pete Ashdown, and it's spelled ashdown.org.
What will they find?
If you look at the left side of the webpage, it has several menu choices you can go to, and one of them is Collaborate. If you click on the Collaborate section, it will take you to the Wiki software. Now, I didn't write this software. What I did is I took it from an organization called Wikimedia, which publishes the Wikipedia. If you go to wikipedia.org, you'll find an enormous collaborative reference of just about anything. And if you find that there's something lacking to it, you can add to it without permission. Now, some people say, well, that's inviting damage, that's inviting bad information, and that does happen. So you do have to be aware that you need to not depend on that as your only source. But it works very well in a collaborative sense in that if you have a large enough group of people, rhetoric and damage sticks out like a sore thumb. And somebody can go in and adjust that comment or delete it or remove it.
Okay, so do you use this as a way of getting feedback, just kind of molding what your campaign is going to look like?
Essentially, it's an ongoing town hall meeting. You know, I've had over 4,000 visitors to the wiki page on my website, and it's working very well. I've learned quite a bit about energy policy. I've had a good suggestion on dealing with the Iraq situation, stuff that I would have never picked up on my own that people are suggesting to me.
How much money has it raised? I know you've got kind of a $20 or 20 minutes a month kind of deal on that website.
It hasn't raised a lot. It's been a trickle, and that's been a source of frustration for us in the campaign, admittedly. We've got lots of verbal support, and a lot of people have put in time, which I also value greatly. But when I'm facing an opponent who has nearly $2 million, money is a big focus as well.
I would say a lot of people out there are saying, well, gee, you know, isn't this kind of a Don Quixote kind of thing to do? Tilting at a senator that's going for, what, his sixth term here?
Yes, but I think it's essential for us to all step up. I would, you know, instead of just me challenging Senator Hatch, I wish there was 100 people challenging Senator Hatch and we were sending back the absolute best person to Washington. I think a lot of people view running for Senate as an insurmountable possibility, that you do have to have millions of dollars to win a campaign, and I'm trying to demonstrate a route that would allow housewives and teachers and firemen and anybody without $1 million to actually get back there. Now, whether I'll be successful or not, that remains to be seen, but I think it's a matter of us as citizens standing up and saying, you know, we're going to stand up for what we believe, and this is what we think government should be.
Where's the party at this point? Wayne Holland is out there, Pete, and is he also somebody that you see as competition for the party nomination?
No, Wayne Holland is the party chair.
Right.
And as far as I know, I don't think he's running for this position, but they have been very supportive of me.
Okay.
They, of course, have to reserve their support their public support in a until the convention, in case there's another challenger that decides to run as a Democrat. But I have gotten really good response from people on the ground as well, and I've been all over Utah talking to not only Democrats but Republicans, and a lot of people are excited by these ideas of having an open, transparent government.
So in terms, then, of the Democratic landscape, you don't see a challenger out there right now? You're it, huh?
Yeah, I'm it as far as I know. I've heard rumors and rumors of rumors about people getting in, and nothing ever seems to materialize, and I think they're running out of time if they do want to get in.
What do you think the chances are, just handicapping of the senator at convention? He's had some rough goes at his own party's convention. You think there's any chance he'd be in trouble there?
Well, Steve Urquhart dropped out, citing a lack of support. So I don't know if anyone else is going to jump in. I was disappointed to Steve jumped out so quickly. He challenged him in July and left roughly 3 months later. I don't know if there was any other motivations for Steve leaving, but he hasn't been very verbal about that either.
Okay, so let's talk about the issues as Pete Ashdown sees them. What about the president's position on the Iraqi war and the senator's apparent support for that?
What I was saying from the very start of my campaign is I looked at the way the president and the administration went to war, and we had the general who said that we needed 300,000 troops to not only win the war but keep the peace after, and he was eventually dismissed. I think there has been a real disconnect between the administration and military advisors that has been unfortunate. So I think it's important to listen to military over there, but one of the suggestions that somebody left on the wiki was, why don't we have a referendum in Iraq? We've got a newly minted democracy over there. Let the people over there decide whether they want the Americans to stick around or not. And I think if they want us to stay, they should pay for it.
If in fact we got Pete Ashdown in the Senate, would Pete be pushing for withdrawing the troops? What's your position there? Do you want us to get out?
Well, I think we ought to put it to the Iraqi people if they want us to stay. You know, we have never been in a country without the invitation of the government there. And if the Iraqi people want us to stay there, then we should stay and continue to rebuild schools and the things that the positive things people are telling us. If not, we should bring them home.
The president's policy seems to be saying that it's working. We're training their security forces, and as he puts it, as they stand up, we'll stand down. Do you believe that?
I don't know what to believe, Blair. You know, I hear a variety of reports from the media and, what the administration says, and that's why I think it's important for people who are actually there to make the decision.
So you're saying if the Iraqi people say, Yankee, go home, we should?
Yeah. I do.
Yeah. Even though we still have all that infrastructure that we bombed into the Stone Age?
Well, again, I think that we need to put it to them as to whether they want us to rebuild it or whether they want to rebuild their own country. We've also spent a significant amount of resources over there, not only the cost, the $200 billion cost, but the cost in American lives. And I think we can't continue digging that hole. We don't have the money to rebuild what we've destroyed. There obviously needs to come some resources from the oil money over there to rebuild their own country.
Speaking of oil, the senator was, I believe, on the floor of Senate not so long ago defending the oil companies. Your take on that?
Well, I think there's been a lopsided look on energy for far too long in this country. We've always put all of our eggs in the oil basket, and the left has called for alternative and renewable energy for years, but it's getting to the point where we're looking at the rest of the world, like China and India and Europe, who are looking into alternative technologies and using them quite extensively. I think the American energy policy needs balance. We need to look at what we've got not only in the ground, such as oil and coal, but we need to look what's coming down as far as the solar. We've got an enormous solar potential in the state, and we're not utilizing any of it. I think there's also some concern about land leases. around Utah, where locals are seeing their land leased out to concerns outside of Utah, and they have no accounting for how much money is going in, but they know that their schools are crumbling, and I'd like to see more transparency in that as well.
Right now, the BLM seems to have placed the highest priority on leasing to mineral companies, to oil and gas exploration. Do you agree or disagree with that?
Well, I think it should be up to the locals to decide. I think the locals know what's best for their economies, know what's best for the people of their cities. And if they have the ability to control that, we're all off on the better. Because what I've noticed is there's a great discontent around Utah with this idea that the federal government is making choices for people in local areas, and they usually make the wrong choices. I believe very firmly that local control is best, and that the federal government should essentially dispense funds for the locals to decide what to do with them.
Okay, if that were the case, though, Pete, we wouldn't have the Grand Staircase Escalante Monument, would we?
No, I don't think we would, but we also wouldn't have people defying the Grand Staircase Escalante area in such a rabid fashion. I think that angered a lot of people because they felt completely disconnected from the process. I don't believe that local Utahns want to mess up their backyards and essentially destroy the natural beauty of Utah. I believe that they want to cooperate if given the opportunity.
Talk to me about just policy-wise, given the wiki, what are the things that you're going to make this campaign about?
Well, primarily it's openness and transparency in government. We've seen a lot of ethics violations in Washington recently. You know, I was astounded to see this representative from California who was indicted on bribery charges, and he had like a $3 million house and a yacht and other things that had been given to him. Those things have happened under the cover of night. And having more openness and transparency in government is something that is facilitated by technology. And I understand the concern of keeping national security and individual privacy private. I'm a big individual privacy advocate, but I see very little need to not document what else is going on in our government, because we need to see that. And what our government right now has is an attitude that they need to be opaque and the citizenry needs to be transparent, that they need to know exactly what we're doing all the time, and I think that needs to be reversed. And the second point I'm trying to make is that health care is a huge issue here in Utah. It's a huge issue in our country. We see GM going out of business, and as a small business owner with X Mission, health care has been a prominent problem in the past decade for me, trying to keep my employees insured and covered. And I think it's an untenable situation. We've got to look at a way to readdress the healthcare system.
Okay, but what's Pete Ashton's solution then to the healthcare crisis?
Well, I look at how many government agencies are already trying to provide healthcare insurance. We have the VA, we have the Medicaid and Medicare, we have CHIP, we have literally over two dozen programs that the government is doing in a disparate fashion to try and patch the holes. And what I think needs to be done is we need to cut all those aside, start with one program that provides health care insurance for all Americans.
Peter, we've got to wrap things up, about out of time. I'm just curious, generally, when you have a political newcomer running against an incumbent, the first thing the incumbent does is make sure that there are not a whole lot of political debates, which would give the challenger an opportunity to get media coverage. What's your game plan there?
Well, I'd love to debate Senator Hatch, and of course he is, whether he attends or not is up to him, but I look forward to a robust discussion. I would like to see debate return to what we had with Lincoln and Douglas. You know, instead of these stiff, one-sided pieces of rhetoric that come out in debates today, I'd like to see an engagement and people trying to defend their points. I'd love to do that with Senator Hatch.
Pete, I'm out of time. If people would like to find you in cyberspace, how do they do that?
Again, it's Pete Ashdown, ASHDOWN.org.
Pete, appreciate your time.
Thank you, Blair.